The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's cross to Melbourne, where we've been talking about this for the past week or so, that it seemed inevitable that it'd be upgraded to an extreme risk jurisdiction. Are we getting closer to that now?
Yeah, well, we said that that would happen today, that it would be triggered. So with New South Wales, the precedent was set, a five-day rolling average of 500 cases. With the number of cases that Victoria has recorded today, they have been tipped over the 500 cases for a five-day rolling average. We're waiting to hear from the Premier whether that will trigger an extreme risk category. Obviously, it will be to do with what our chief health officer has to say. You'd have to think that they would treat Victoria the same as New South Wales. And so with that extreme risk, you'll remember that you have to get approval through G2G, and basically exemptions are limited to Commonwealth, state and specialist functions. That's it.
Lucky it happened now. If it had happened, you know, last week, everybody, Gil McLaughlin wouldn't be here.
No one would be here.
No one would be here for the grand final. The Brownlow would have been very empty yesterday.
Yes. So, I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, my family are all in Melbourne. It's a weird feeling to think that they're totally locked off. Like, there's no 2 weeks quarantine. That's it.
And the tough thing is, people in Melbourne didn't really do anything wrong. They were just living their lives.
It was Sydney.
And those removalists came down from New South Wales, didn't wear masks, and then they did the right thing. They locked down, and it still doesn't seem to have been able to.
It didn't stop Delta. Yeah. They did what we did. They looked at our model. They locked down pretty quickly, especially in comparison to how long it took New South Wales. But, yeah, it hasn't.
And then the protests
were awful.
So you just wonder.
I mean, Melbourne loves a protest. If there's a city that loves a protest, it's Melbourne, yeah. You know, the home of the protest for the eight-hour work week.
Remind me of Paris that way, I feel.
I remember when I was kind of starting out in journalism, a work experience student, being at the Iraq War protests on Swanson Street with 100,000 people. It was massive, yeah.
They love a protest in Melbourne.
We love a parade. They love a protest.
Yeah, they love a protest. Well, and you can't help but think that the case numbers are going to go up after that protest on the weekend, which is just really horrible scenes there. But Dan Andrews is still talking about easing some restrictions when they get to 80%
their roadmap
vaccination.
Out. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So
double dose.
I think some positives there, even though it doesn't look that positive from where we are in WA, in Fortress WA, behind the walls.
Speaking of vaccination, we're over the 40% mark for people aged 16 and over. We're still below the 40 when you do the 12 and overs.
Must be getting close, though.
We're getting close, we are.
Oh, yeah.
And now, potentially tomorrow.